Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Big 12 Nation Preview. And what I want to talk about is obviously Texas Longhorns preview. Last year, I thought Charlie Strong would find a way to get the team to a bowl game, and it looked like that until they went to Kansas and lost. And then lost at home to TCU. And a lot of the same goofiness kept on happening. It was like even as you go back to the California game, they would score, they would go up 2 touchdowns, and then the defense would just let the other team's offense score. And you're just putting both your hands up like, what the hell are y'all doing? Like, stop them. Like, if you're a football coach, stopping them is a part of the game. And then once you stop them, start to run the ball and run some clock, so you can go up 2 or 3 touchdowns at halftime. They couldn't do that for some reason. They just kept playing. It was goofy. So I don't want to bring up the frustration of last year's season because it was just so goofy, and I know so many Texas fans are going to get mad. Now, this year they have a pretty tough schedule, and I don't know. Every time I say high hopes, I say something, but Tom Herman looks pretty serious. His D coordinator looks pretty serious. His coaches look pretty dedicated. It seems like a no BS, no smiling business type of attitude. It looks like they're going to make them work really hard. So I honestly think they should win 7 games at least, because he's a first-year coach. I'm not going to say he wins 10 or 9 games, because – as soon as you say that, then expectations shoot out the roof. And I don't want to put that pressure on somebody their first year, man. Like that's too hard. It's hard enough to win in college football as it is with all the soft rules now. You can barely play defense, you know. And in our league, the Big 12, it's become an offensive league. You know, in the 80s and the 70s, we were a option football run down your throat league. That's why they call the drill the Oklahoma drill. So, I don't know, guys. But I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say Texas can go 7-5 or 8-4. And if they do better than that, then that's awesome. But I think the goal this year for the coaches and the staff and the players is get to a bowl game and win a bowl game and build some momentum. If you do more than just getting to a bowl game and winning a bowl game, then that's phenomenal. That's a great coaching job. But I'm going to be, as they say, conservative, and I'm going to go with just, you know, win, you know, 7-8 games and win a bowl game. Hell, win 6 games and win a bowl game. So they open up with Maryland. And I think that should be an easy one. Maryland is a Big Ten team, and they're not the greatest Big Ten team. And I think Texas, you know, puts a beat down on them the first game of the year. So I see Texas winning that game, you know, 35-14-ish, 42-21, something of that situation. Next, they got San Jose State at home. Should be another blowout. Hopefully the Tom Herman era starts out 2-0. Fans are happy, and then you got to go from there. Then they go to USC. As much as I want to do backflips and say, yeah, Texas Longhorns are going to take it to USC. Now, don't get it twisted. If they go out there and they beat USC, then they're the real deal. Then we know Tom Herman has obviously found something with these players to make them play hard and focus. Then we know, okay, we got a serious football team, and they're ready. But I don't see them beating USC just because you guys saw how good Penn State was last year. You saw how Penn State had USC beaten. USC came back and won. They have an amazing resilience, and they're just a very, very tough football team. They got a great coach who, by the way, they tried to put him on the hot seat at first. And, you know, we'll see. But I think that's a game they struggle in. The next game is at Iowa State. Texas should win this game, and they should win this game handily. I don't think Charlie Strong did lose to Iowa State once. He lost at Iowa State. So the last time they were at Iowa State, those kids remember losing at Iowa State, and that took away one of their bowl game opportunities. So they go to Iowa State. I said they get the win on the road. Kansas State, whew, that's a 50-50 game. Bill Snyder doesn't play any games. Very great, legendary coach. What he does is very simple, it's very physical, and it's effective, and they perfect it. It's not a lot of outrageous calls and not a lot of signals, not a lot of things that are going on that's going on in today's game with the spread and the hurry-up. He's old-school football, but what they do is they do it real. And if they need to spread it out to open your defense up, they'll spread it out to run the ball right down your throat. So Kansas State will be a tough game, but since it's at home, I'm going to give Texas the advantage of that. So what's this? This is going into game five. So I see Texas 4-1, 5-1. I don't know if I counted it right, going into the Oklahoma game. So if you look at their schedule, they should only have one loss going into the Oklahoma game. At best, guys, they should be undefeated. But if they're where everybody expects them to be at, they should only have one loss to USC. So we will see. Now, the Oklahoma game, Texas could very well win this game because look at how Coach Bob Stoops left the program. He retired. I don't think at all, guys, and I'll talk more about this on Big 12 Nation, I don't think at all Bob Stoops is done with coaching. I honestly think if the guy at Kansas, if he doesn't get it done, I'm pretty sure Kansas will hire Bob Stoops and let him do what the hell he wants to do when he wants to do it. And then he'll come back and he'll start beating down Oklahoma every time he gets a chance. So I wouldn't be shocked if we see Bob Stoops on the sidelines coaching for Kansas here pretty soon if the guy who's there doesn't get it turned around. It's going on his third year. They'll probably give him four, and then Coach Stoops will be there. Now, let's go and on to the next week, Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's at home. That's going to be a tough one. Gundy is very consistent. So I'm going to go with this is the game that Texas has a problem with. They can still win it, but I'm going to say that could be a loss. The next game at Baylor, I feel like Texas can win that game. Matt Rule has to start a whole new culture, whole new philosophy, whole new situation at Baylor. So I think Texas wins at Baylor. At TCU, Kenny Hill senior year, that's an up and down game. That's a tough one. Obviously, at home versus Kansas, Texas wins that game. At West Virginia will be very tough. But I know some of the kids want revenge because that's a game they should have won at home last year. And then you have versus Texas Tech at home. And that's, you know, that game can go either way. So since there's so many swing games during the season, I'm going to stick with 8-4, 7-5. But I'm guaranteeing that the Longhorns get to a bowl game and should win a bowl game this year and head into the right direction because I see the coach's passion and the no BS. Now, if they start off better and they go 9-3, because they do have the potential to go 9-3, honestly, the potential to go 10-2. I mean, the only guaranteed losses they have, in my opinion, is Oklahoma and USC. And you know how college football is. Those aren't guaranteed losses. Those are the games that you would think as an expert they should lose based on what they are coming, what they're going against. But that's it, man, for the Texas preview. You know me, I'm not going to talk forever. I'll do the Oklahoma preview next because I know a lot of people did not understand or like how Bob Stoops retired. I'm pretty sure it has something to do with the administration. I'm sure Coach Stoops will be back on the sideline. Then after that, we'll do Oklahoma State, Kansas State, you know, the whole Big 12 Nation. But now, I'll say this before I go. I don't want no Texas fans being mean to me if Texas does do better. I will not be shocked if Texas does better than 7-5, 8-4. But for precautionary reasons, because of the things I've said in the past, thinking they were going to go out and do what they were supposed to do, and they just lost games that everybody scratched their head saying, how on God's earth did you lose that game? So I won't be shocked if Texas has a great season, but I won't be shocked if they have an average season. What I will be shocked, though, is if they finish like 4-8, 5-7, then I'll be like, okay, this isn't making sense. There's another issue going on behind the scenes, or the players are just, their mentality is broken. So that should be the only shock. But I see Texas with a winning record this year and hopefully winning their bowl game. If they do better, congrats on Longhorn fans. They'll be happy to be going right back in the next direction. All right, guys, that's really it, man. We got four questions. How will Tom Herman do? How will Shane Buechel do? Will he keep the starting quarterback job? Also, will Todd Orlando turn this defense around? How will the defense play in big games? Will they be able to stop offenses once they get a lead, or will it be this up-and-down roller coaster ride like we've had the last three seasons? We will see. Kickoff is August 26th. They're going to start a week earlier than Labor Day this year, so it's going to be a blast. That's it, Big 12 Nation. Like the Facebook page. Go to the website, big12nation.com. I love college football. I definitely love the Big 12 Conference. And I can't wait till the ball kicks off here soon. We got less than 3 weeks, or at least 3 weeks. And I'll be back with the other nine teams in the Big 12. And that's my Longhorn preview. Comment, give your opinion. That's what this is about. This is about the Big 12, and it's about the Big 12 fan base. For those of us who are tired of what they put on TV for us and only show us two or three other conferences like they're the best, I think the Big 12 is the best, if not one of the best conferences. All right, Big 12 Nation, I'm out. Texas preview, Oklahoma's next. Everybody have a good one. Peace.